All right, welcome to Seniors and Sandwiches, episode, what is this, four?
Five. It's five.
Something like that.
Something.
We've already lost count. Parker Rails.
And Lil Bro.
and we're digging in between the buns. What is this? Third time?
Third time.
Third time we got Mr. Adedipe. Second time?
Mrs. Willie.
Mm-hmm. And this is the most iconic sandwich of all time.
Absolutely.
The peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Iconic?
No, this is the most.
Yes. Okay. Iconic.
Let's all describe our sandwiches because we all have different sandwiches. Lil Bro, why don't you go first?
All right, so I have a raspberry jelly with the seeds in it. And I got three pieces of bread stacked on top of each other with crunchy peanut butter. Super crunch. 7 grams of protein. All
right. Mr. Deadpan.
I do a single slice of creamy, just peanut butter only. Don't do the jelly. And I don't do crunchy peanut butter.
No second piece of bread. Just
no.
Open face.
Well, open face so I could squeeze it together. Doesn't matter.
Mine's very basic. Mine's just two pieces of bread. What kind is this? Red raspberry jelly and creamy peanut butter.
And you cut it in half.
And I cut it in half. Yeah.
Okay. I have a piece of bread, crunchy peanut butter, with peanut butter only on half so that I can fold my peanut butter in half.
We have to describe this whole jelly situation.
No jelly. I cannot have jelly.
But you do like apple jelly.
Apple jelly is the only jelly I will eat.
And would you put that on the other half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On the crunchy peanut butter.
Yes. If I had apple jelly. I don't eat any jelly with seeds, so strawberry, raspberry, none of that.
Any jelly, pretty much.
I don't eat any jelly.
Except for...
At all.
Okay.
And crunchy peanut butter is too much work to eat.
So...
That doesn't even make sense.
It hurts. When I was a kid.
So we... Lil Bro and I... this is going to be very difficult to call you that. Lil Bro and I... looked up... the definition of a sandwich yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We did.
And this is what we found.
Okay.
The definition said, two pieces of bread
with any meat
or filling in between.
So I'm not eating a sandwich right now.
Clearly that is not the definition of a sandwich.
Two pieces of bread
with any filling in between.
Well, what about my fold over?
That would work because it's...
Because now you have two pieces.
Now I have two pieces. Okay.
That's three, so that's a sandwich with a... extra piece of bread.
So when you eat a hot dog,
yeah,
that's not a sandwich. Is that a bun considered two pieces of
that,
bread?
If you define that as one piece or two pieces of bread,
so that could be a sandwich.
Yes.
Where's
that definition from?
Google, the internet.
Oh my
god, it's always right. I don't. I guess it's just how you define.
Do some research.
A hot dog. That's one piece of bread.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's not.
But a hamburger. That's a bun and a bun. That's two pieces of bread. That's
with
a sandwich.
With anything in between. Doesn't even have to be meat.
You want
to
put sardines in there? It's a sandwich. Sardine sandwich.
Let me get into this.
Okay.
Ooh, we should
do
that.
Are you taking your crust off?
Sandwiches.
We got to have a discussion about crust.
Oh, my gosh. Crust or no crust? I don't really
care.
Crust.
I think that completes the sandwich.
Yeah. No crust.
Sandwich
I
looks
just...
naked and bare.
Okay, but then you take away...
It looks naked and bare.
I take away
the crust.
You take away half of the sandwich.
She took all sides.
All sides. That's okay.
Do any of y'all eat the ends of the bread?
What do you mean?
Like the...
For sure.
The
only
very the... first funny looking slice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I can eat it. But
no.
I
call it
extra.
The nub. The
no,
nub.
You reach in, you go to the middle, and you grab it in the middle.
I can only eat the nub.
There you are.
Oh, jeez. If
it has peanut butter on it. But
okay.
Not like on a ham sandwich
okay.
or anything like that. All
right. That's like a huge piece of crust. That's what that is.
Google says a sandwich.
Yeah.
An item of food consists of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them, eaten as a light meal. A ham sandwich.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to start eating this.
I don't like that. Let's see what we got here.
God, I love peanut butter jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Now, have you guys ever tried it with banana?
Definitely not. Bananas are gross.
All right.
Banana and Nutella.
I'm that would make a gag.
I don't think we could keep track of all the things that you've called gross.
I got a list of them.
Bananas is... It, oh my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We need some milk or...
Mm. We should get... Yeah, water would be nice.
Something.
So, you know, peanut butter is hard to eat.
It is, but it's good.
And then you do it with nuts in it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
See, now Dr. Pepper I couldn't have with this.
Mm-mm. Like a sweet tea or lemonade,
yeah.
Or water.
Or water.
Milk.
Yeah. That's a lot of bread. I know you're thirsty.
Did you have lunch?
Yeah, I ate a lot, like every single day.
Okay. Well, you're getting 7 grams of protein.
Those nuts aren't hurting y'all's mouths?
I tried to contain myself.
I'm all the kid. I just like, hey, I'm having a damn nuts in my peanut butter. Just, you crunch it on my teeth and my gums and stuff. I don't like that.
My absolute favorite is to toast the bread and then put the peanut butter on because it kind of melts.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. We have peanut butter toast a lot for breakfast.
I'm going to go ahead and rank this.
Mm-hmm.
Highest ranking I've given on the show so far, 8.7.
On a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's simple, but it's...
Nah.
Yeah, it gets the job done.
Mm-hmm. Brandon?
The bread's a little dry.
You've got three pieces.
That is true.
Give it a 5.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna give my sandwich, because I don't have apple jelly, a 6.
I'm with Brandon on a dry bread. And it's just... Peanut butter and it's not special. I can't give it a higher.
It's because you don't like jelly.
I'm going to go 4
peanut
and
butter
a half.
Okay. Peanut butter jelly, you don't like jelly. I mean...
I mean...
That's like getting a BLT without bacon or tomato. It's just bread and lettuce.
Which would not be a sandwich, by the way.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be.
There's a filling.
2 pieces of bread and filling.
And a filling.
I thought there had to be a meat.
It said or any filling.
Said, yeah.
Oh, any filling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all just sit around the house and then just eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when you're hungry for a snack.
Oh, yeah.
How are you not?
Really?
Have you all ever had those Uncrustables?
Oh, my God.
That are in the cafeteria?
No.
I had them for the first time this weekend at a lacrosse tournament.
What are the Uncrustables?
They were so... Oh. It's basically like a round piece of... I don't even know how to describe it.
It's 2 pieces of bread with a cookie cutter that's cut out the crust and everything. And it's already got the peanut butter and jelly in it. And you can freeze them.
Mm.
And then take them out and they're ready for lunch.
This is bird food. I don't just sit around eating peanut butter.
Bird food?
Yeah, this is bird food. Like, so you're at home, summertime, weekend. Man, I'm hungry. I need a snack. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What you reach for?
That's what I go to.
What would you reach for?
Real food.
Turkey sandwich.
Something with some meat in it.
Right.
Not a sandwich. Not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A hamburger.
Sandwich.
Chicken tenders.
Okay, but never mind. That's
what?
Nothing.
At home, you have all that?
Oh, I'm gonna cook something, man. I don't just, yeah.
See, you got, okay, you're running late. Oh gosh, I gotta get out the door. I need to make something in 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm just not gonna eat. Seriously.
You're gonna starve?
I have to have a meal then.
Make ramen or something.
Never had ramen in my life. No,
oh, my God.
People in college are like, oh, I'm so broken, boy. I gotta eat ramen. No, I'm good. Not doing it.
You just won't eat?
I'll find another way. I'm not eating ramen. That's just, I don't do it.
Ramen's good.
Food is important to me.
Clearly,
food
it's
is
not that
important. Yes, it is. So I'm not just gonna eat.
You don't like half of the food on the plane.
I'm not gonna eat crap. I hadn't told y'all my theory on food and some things I won't eat in the wild. Like Taco Bell, won't eat it.
I don't really eat Taco Bell.
People love it. Some of you swear by it. I won't eat it. It's too cheap. If they don't respect their foods enough to put real prices on it, I'm not eating it.
Whataburger?
That costs you $7-$8. Taco Bell's selling you stuff for 50-something cents.
All right, what about Wendy's?
What about it?
You get a sandwich, you get fries, you get nuggets, and you get a drink for
$4. $4. Everything's at least a dollar. Taco Bell's selling you stuff for 59 cents.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that. It's not real meat.
Not real meat at all.
There's no way they're selling real meat for 50 cents.
Makes
makes sense.
Not eating it. So, 10 years from now, we're going to find out the cancer story to Taco Bell.
Stop okay. it.
It all originated from Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. The one thing that bothers me when I'm making a peanut butter jelly sandwich is when you have a knife and then you go peanut butter and then you dip it in the jelly and it all gets...
And someone puts back in the peanut butter.
That's really...
Not good.
Really gross.
So I don't have that issue. I don't even dab in the jelly. See?
But that's not something I would even eat.
I don't know. I just can't do jelly. Tried it when I was a kid, though.
Okay, when you were a kid, your taste buds weren't mature yet.
Yeah, they were.
Now you're a man. That's what you said to me last episode.
That's what you said last time. I'm going to bring you some apple jelly.
No.
It's really good.
I want to try apple jelly.
Texture.
It's really good.
I may give it a try because I was a kid. I didn't like pizza when I was a kid.
I don't think I would try apple jelly.
Really?
What about tomatoes?
You were on my side with the whole crunchy peanut butter thing.
No.
I'll have to pass. Like apple jelly.
Oh, I'm gonna,
how do you make
to...
jelly?
Well, and what are the ingredients here?
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
Jam's a little thicker.
Apparently,
jam's
thicker.
Thick.
That's the only difference.
I think jam's no, it's natural. Probably
more.
The way they make it is probably different.
No, I don't know. Preservatives.
Yeah.
We've got phones. Look it up. Red raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
High fructose
corn syrup.
Corn syrup. Fruit. What's that? Pectin and see. Citric acid.
See? Cancer.
How?
You couldn't even say those words.
I could say fruit.
Fruit.
Corn syrup. Corn syrup or corn syrup?
I get some syrup on my pancakes.
Syrup.
I
think syrup.
It usually changes for me. I alternate it.
Same thing in this one.
Red. I'm gonna call it preserve.
Peanut butter is pretty basic too.
Roasted
nuts,
peanuts, sugar, palm oil, and salt.
Yeah.
From the peanut.
Yeah, it says jelly. Preservative filled, mix of like fake artificial fruit juice. And then jam is soft spread made with real fruits.
Jam is
so jelly's a little more.
Jam is real.
Artificial. So, why not creamy?
I just like the crunchiness.
It gives a little texture.
Yeah, it gives a texture. Could be.
I thought you didn't like texture.
It's a different texture. Seeds are kind of gritty.
See, like, whenever you chew into it, like, if you have creamy, there's nothing to bite down onto. But if you have...
You got the bread.
Crunchy, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I guess I like it because the opposite of it. I don't want all that... Crunch, like, freaking eating. I don't want to call that crunch. It's kind of like, I think it's just peanuts I have a problem. I don't like peanuts in my food. At,
you ever been to Fortune Village?
You're going to talk about Chinese food, right?
Yep.
Some of the stuff is like the Kung Pao. Yes. I always order it without the peanuts. No peanuts, please. I don't need crunchy
it's
in my
so
food.
So good.
What about sunflower seeds at a baseball game or peanuts at a baseball game?
I'm not doing that either.
Okay.
Only time I will eat peanuts is at Roadhouse. Roadhouse, I eat peanuts. I think part of that is just to allow you to throw it on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's mayonnaise, pickles. You like pickles or don't like pickles?
Don't like pickles.
Don't like pickles. Don't like mayonnaise.
Or mustard.
Don't like jelly. Mm-hmm. You don't like mustard. Okay. Time out. Hold on. I forgot to tell you. Mm-hmm. Brendan and I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, little bro. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had a number two.
Yeah.
Double meat.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Yep.
I don't think I had mayonnaise. I think we got the mayonnaise on the side in case we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
From Whataburger.
Yeah.
It was garbage.
Terrible. It was bad.
Blasphemy.
It was horrible.
What do you...
It tasted...
You went to Whataburger, the orange restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, the orange one. It was...
It was pretty bad. The patty melts are definitely.
What did I don't think I even.
Oh my god! Yeah. I have never heard that word in Whataburger together. Bad.
It was Whataburger horrible together.
Really? What was
no type of.
What was bad about it?
What was bad about it?
Well, first of all, I didn't know it came with mustard.
Well, you should have read the.
So thing. I had to.
But you don't get yours with mustard.
Because I asked.
Yeah.
I said take.
You said no mayonnaise. You didn't say. whatever. Anyway, so I scrape the mustard off. Right there, a lot of work.
Understandable. Okay?
I put it back on.
Yeah.
I took a bite. The patty was decent. Okay?
It's the same patty that's in the patty melt.
Okay, the patty was decent. Oh. Did I... Sorry. The patty was decent. Uh-huh. And it was an amateur hour from the rest of the sandwich. The rest of the burger, the rest of the whatever
you want. No, you did it wrong.
I followed your exact instructions. You did
it wrong. And what didn't you like about it?
There wasn't the patty melt sauce on it.
It's not a patty melt, bro.
That's why I didn't
like it. Well, clearly it should be. Because the way it is really bad. I ate half of it and threw the rest away.
I ate the whole thing just because I eat a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best.
It was that bad.
Wow.
Yep. It was bad.
Clearly your taste buds have not matured yet.
The Whataburger doesn't put mayonnaise on their hamburgers. Why would you ask for it on the side?
It comes on that, doesn't it?
No.
I don't know what comes on.
Oh, I
don't
just mustard.
Oh, well, I had mayonnaise on the side.
Anywhere I go, I automatically say no mayonnaise. Because I know people like to put mayonnaise.
I get a salad, no mayonnaise.
Yeah, just give me a chicken fried steak. Make sure you don't put mayonnaise anywhere.
But you'll take gravy.
That is not mayonnaise.
Speaking of chicken and stuff, chicken and waffles?
Great.
Cheesecake Factory?
Pretty good.
They have got some... good chicken and waffles.
What about that whiskey cake place?
Have not been there.
Chicken and waffles is good.
There's that's what I meant. I meant that place. I didn't mean cheesecake.
If you go out to California.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Go tomorrow.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Alright,
actually
yeah.
Pretty good.
I'll remember that for sure.
You will. It's called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Is it like famous?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And next time you're in New York, if you go to New York, you need to go to Junior's Cheesecake.
Okay.
Junior's Cheesecake.
I'll definitely be back in New York.
They won for future. They have great cheesecakes, but they have a great chicken and waffle.
Okay. Sounds good.
Aren't you going? No? Okay.
We're going to Vegas.
I'd like to go back.
So, do we all here like peanut butter?
Yes.
Do we all like peanut butter?
Yes.
Have you all ever had a spoon, just a spoonful of peanut butter?
Yes.
I used to buy the little Jif cups and keep them in my cabinet. And so if I was hungry,
My mom does.
I'll lick the knife, but I'm not going to put a spoonful of peanut butter in my mouth.
When I was younger, my mom used to tell my mom I was hungry. She'd say, oh, go get a spoon. Have a spoon of peanut butter. What is that?
Parker, what about that one
you
time?
You probably liked it.
You had the icing.
It was good, but gosh, I needed water.
Remember when you had those icing? I couldn't swallow. I just got spoonfuls and ate them.
The icing?
The chocolate icing.
Oh, yeah, he used to come over, grab cake icing out of my pantry. So
and you just eat it?
And say, could I have so this?
Good. No stomach?
Sure.
Nah. Oh.
Frosting. You would just eat frosting.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, gosh. I'd rather have that than number two.
So y'all just eat peanut butter. Y'all just... you just eat a spoonful of jelly?
No.
See,
no.
That's the same.
All right,
that's
okay. I don't like jelly.
This is like, but like, if you don't have water, or you don't have anything to wash this peanut butter down, stay away. My mouth is struggling right now. Yeah, right after this, I'm getting some water for sure. So those rankings were pretty low for the most part.
Here's just the bread.
For a sandwich that y'all call iconic.
It is iconic.
It's iconic.
Why? Because it's staple?
I have never heard of anyone that hasn't had a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Right, but that's a go-to sandwich for people.
Exactly.
It's
an iconic sandwich.
No. I just...
Look up the definition of iconic.
I guess we're just calling it iconic because everybody's heard of it, but it's not that good. It's not...
What about, Winnie the Pooh? The movie. You'd say it's a classic...
The movie? I've never seen the movie. I remember the show when growing up.
Jeez, here we go. Okay, iconic. Relating to or of the nature of an... Okay.
Of an icon.
Yeah. Okay. Really?
I didn't tell you anything.
There it is. Google. Okay. The definition of icon. Okay. Icon. A painting of Jesus Christ. I don't think that's what we want. A representative symbol of something?
Yes. So, that's it. Here's why that's iconic to you guys. It's a symbol of your childhood. It's more nostalgic. It takes you back to being a little kid. Not that good.
Okay, so it's iconic. It's still iconic.
Yeah.
It's a classic sandwich.
It's not classic. It's iconic. I'll give it iconic because it takes you back to your childhood.
Why isn't it classic?
It's not.
So what would you consider a classic?
Okay, if you like jelly, it's iconic. I mean, it's classic.
Like, I don't know. A ham sandwich could be a classic sandwich. I'll give you that. I can see why you would like that.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. I can give you that. That's classic.
Ooh, grilled cheese.
See? With you didn't say soup. That. See? You didn't say that about this peanut. You didn't say, ooh, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Because I have it right here.
But you said grilled cheese. Ooh.
If I had a grilled cheese right here and you said peanut butter jelly, I would have gone, ooh, peanut butter jelly.
I make great grilled cheeses.
How do you not make a good grilled cheese?
Do you put meat on it? No, my husband won't put ham on his.
She'll make grilled cheese, right? Just like regular, and then she'll put butter in like a pan or something.
Oh yeah.
And she'll like,
I butter the side of the bread.
And she like toast.
Surprise, I'm gonna eat grilled cheese sandwiches, but
alright, we'll end on that.
Why?
I need some meat on it. I'm not gonna eat just cheese.
So put turkey or something on it. Grill the turkey.
How may you do that?
Alright, we're doing it.
Okay.
Anyway. Mr. Dudpay really disappointing us today.
4.5.
Episode 4 or 5, something like that. Peanut butter jelly.
My score on the sandwich, 4 or 5.
8.7, focus on that. Don't go to Whataburger, don't get a number 2.
Blasphemy.
This was Parker Ailes.
And Lil Bro.
On Seniors and Sandwiches. We'll see you next time.